Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
June 18th, 2024. Welcome to the Wrestling Inc. Podcast NXT edition. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, and tonight I am joined by El Flobo Loco to
talk
about the new number one contender, some surprise guest appearances tonight, and NXT building towards Heatwave, which is like 3 weeks away. Be here before we know it.
Which is nuts, because I was like, Heatwave seems so far away. Then you look at a calendar, and you're like, oh, no.
Yeah. And I hope... I'm surprised NXT didn't come out and do like a curtain call with, tonight in mourning after the tragic massacre last night at the end of Monday Night Raw.
Hey, look, it's like a cartoon, right? Maybe an anvil hits on Chad Gable's head and he goes suffering succotash and he's fine next week.
Maybe. I don't know. Look, I've been saying for all 8 years I've been doing this show, I want a Gilligan with a coconut on the head moment where someone changes their personality. And, I think this could be it for Chad Gable.
I've already lived through Festus. I'm okay. I'm totally fine.
But what's going on in the news?
Man, there's a lot of things happening, but I guess we can talk about this. Tatum Paxley over the past week seems to be going through the unallowed window, aka forbidden door, is appearing on TNA's Beyond for Glory. Was it Against All Odds? Excuse me, Against All Odds this week and taking on Jordynne Grace for the TNA Knockouts Championship. Now, Tatum Paxley was in a losing effort, but she has claimed she will not rest until she is a champion. Thoughts about this? Her going to TNA, her crossing over, him and her coming up short for gold.
I mean, Tatum Paxley and Lyra Valkyria was a great storyline. I like that even with Valkyria gone to the main roster, Tatum is still obsessed with a championship title.
Yeah.
And the crowd's behind her in NXT. And I think that this works very well. Tonight was great proof how having TNA and NXT taped in, for all intents and purposes, the same city or the same metro area. Like, there's a perfect overlap between the two. And I think on TV, it makes both feel really big when there's that cross awareness of the two.
Yeah, I think the big question mark a lot of us had, especially here on Wrestling Inc., we talked about this yesterday, was what's going to be the benefit for TNA, right? On this very on the surface, it looks like you're going to feed our best guys and gals over to NXT and watch them eat losses. But the very fact we had the photo pay-per-view, you missed this event last week in TNA Wrestling on NXT alone, is that a little benefit that I think TNA can actually reap from.
People have said I was crazy, but when it came out that Scott D'Amore tried to buy TNA from Anthem before his departure, I could see WWE doing it. I don't think it's going to cost them a lot of money in the grand scheme of things for TKO. They get that video library, which I'm sure they could monetize, and they get another TV show that they can sell to a network or a streamer.
Why don't you buy it then?
I mean,
for the business.
How much do they want?
Probably more than they're paying us here, but
oh man,
I should put a bid in.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe they could use my house as a crash pad when they come to Vegas next time.
And, oh, you remember Wrestle House during the pandemic? Bring that back.
Yeah, why not? No, I think something's gonna happen. This is just pure speculation, but I think TKO and TNA. I think TKO is going to put a ring on it soon.
Well, I mean, that seems to be the obvious choice for them. And I'm not sure what that means. I know there's people that say, oh, look, another promotion being brought up by the biggest library in the sport, Bah Humbug. But then at the same time, Impact has pretty much hit its ceiling. I know it's growing, but I think as far as like top of mind promotions, I think people think of it third after AEW and WWE.
Absolutely. But ahead of Ring of Honor, which Tony Khan bought.
Let's be real. I don't think Ring of Honor has been a legit promotion since it was purchased. It's kind of used as a subsidiary. It's kind of used as a third roster. Like, no shade to anyone on those rosters. I'm just saying I don't really consider ROH a bona fide promotion, much like I don't consider NXT a bona fide promotion as well.
Third brand. But no, I think, and it's interesting people aren't talking about NWA anymore.
Yeah. I think the concept was still there. If you want my opinion, which you didn't ask for, but anyway, but they had the concept that was still there. The ones that looked like the old school vibe left. I mean, whether it was Camille, whether it was Nick Aldis, and the ones that stayed were good journeymen, but definitely didn't do enough to make it different enough for me to go out of my way to watch. Now, if NWA was on ABC every Thursday, I'll flip it on, see what's going on. But I was not on board with a Tyrus run back in 2022.
Yeah. And let's not forget MLW, which has that settlement money.
Oh, man. MLW, talking about slick promotion on a budget, that's actually the blueprint. A lot more federations should look at that, of doing a whole lot with low little.
Yeah. What happened with Evolve?
Well, it got enveloped. It used to be a finishing school for producers and some talent, and then WWE bankrolled, and then bought the library.
There you go.
Same with WXW as well, if you're curious.
Yeah. What else is going on in the news?
Absolutely nothing. No. Chelsea Green was in the news recently with the Forbidden Door stuff happening left and right about desires of what she wants to do for her career, and she named Jordynne Grace by name. She wants a chance to have that TNA Knockouts Championship around her waist. You know what, Glenn? I think if given the opportunity, she'll have a good chance.
Potentially. I mean, Jordynne is a powerhouse and a staple of the TNA period, let alone the Knockouts division. So I think I would actually be more shocked for an outside talent to win that title off her in TNA than I would for her to win a title in NXT.
Interesting. Well, I mean, Chelsea Green would be the perfect
Deadpool
or the Spider-Man to go through multiple universes, you know, because she'll have the hot mess live on this. But I'm not sure which way they would go. Would they ever risk putting the TNA Knockouts Championship on a WWE talent?
Yeah. It's just so crazy, man. I mean, this world we're living in, specifically of professional wrestling.
Wrestling.
Let's not forget, people were murdered backstage at the end of Monday Night Raw last
night. Allegedly. Allegedly. Like,
how does that work in kayfabe? It was a cool segment. People are talking. People are buzzing about the Wyatt 6-6.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Right.
But when you looked at that, okay, Chad Gable, you could say, oh, he just got hit on the head and he was bleeding. But there was a dude that looked, I mean, there were people that were staged to look dead, blood on the walls. I can't wait to see how they're going to explain and acknowledge this. This just can't be like after the Firefly Funhouse and commentaries like, well, that was weird. Like, no.
Right. Well, come on. It's like wrestling, man. It's like Pokemon. They'll probably get revived at a local facility and be fine next week. Chad Gable has a match on Monday. He's not missing that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was cool, but Bray Wyatt never did stuff like this.
What do you mean? His lantern was his face stretched out around it.
Yes, but I'm saying that the Wyatt verse consisted in its own self-contained entity for the most part.
Okay, fair enough.
Story.
I think to be fair, and I agree with you, but I think to be fair, for this to work, and there's a very high risk that this does not, you have to introduce it to the Raw universe as soon as possible. It cannot be this week after week. I got urges, brother, like he didn't, Bray did, rest in peace, his last go around. You really have to get everyone ingratiated. So why not have an attack? Maybe it wasn't as light as Retribution's, but this is faction 101.
Yeah, but they went further. You know, Daniel Bryan got released for choking someone with their tie during the Nexus invasion.
It worked out. You can call him a Dapper Yapper every Wednesday now.
Any other news stories?
And lastly, Lola Vice, which seemingly now more than ever, we'll get to it, looks like the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship, has some praise for the NXT Women's roster. So about a year ago, people were saying the roster was decimated, things are heading south, but Lola says, and says there still is a bit of a flag to bear in that division. And truly, a lot of these NXT talent can be in the main roster, burning down the house with the likes of anybody.
She is very unique. And I think that the roster is deep. The roster is so deep for some archetypes, they've got spares.
Sure.
You know, we were talking about this before. I mean, it's like you have like the Brynley Reese, Thea Hale, you have like the ultra athletic female characters. You've got the more sort of materialistic bougie female characters. You've got the scrapper female characters. Like it's the roster right now, I think is doing great. And I think, it's really exciting to watch where this is all going. I thought tonight was a really good show. I can't believe Heatwave is only 3 weeks away.
That is just ridiculous. I know the Great American Bash is a special TV show, but I honestly thought that would have occurred first. But the fact that Heatwave is there and it's now and it's the day after Money in the Bank, it's definitely going to be, this is a deep cut, FTMF. You know what I'm saying? Follow that, my friends. That was the first.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My mind went somewhere else.
Yeah, but it's a kid show. It's a family show here, Glenn.
That's okay. I was going to be like, ooh, that sounds kind of spicy. It's going to be like, is that all occurring after the cookout that Alvarez thinks is actually?
Right. We've got hot dogs on the grill.
Cookout, a local event they're having for fans. Although they could, I mean, they've done segments like that. They could do it as a segment. It's not, he was not familiar with the phrase, but they could do something like that as a segment, similar to what they did the 4th of July when Kevin Owens got hit with the pie.
Yeah. I never heard of a shooting yourself into a work. I can imagine Cody having to fly back to Orlando to do one segment because one guy online got it wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, let's talk about tonight where we opened with a 25-man battle royal.
What an odd number, by the way.
This was a lot of dudes, and I'm saying that for professional wrestling. This was a lot of dudes.
Hot content right here. It's a lot of dudes.
A lot of dudes. Joe Hendry, though, from TNA showed up.
Oh, yeah. I popped. I was like, oh, man, everyone was asking for it. And he got it right there at 8:01 p.m. That was awesome.
And then eliminated it at 8:02 p.m.
Goes like that. Shout out to Julian Floyd. I'm actually drinking coffee. This is my late night coffee mix, but it is hot out here for real.
Decaf? Or...
Nah, I got to go full calf, baby. This is store brand medium.
Oh, is it iced or is it hot?
No, it's always hot. Iced coffee's weird, man.
Really? I love iced coffee. Get a good cold brew. Ooh.
I do a cold brew, but not on ice. Either it has to be cold brew, hot, or a frappuccino, frappe, culotta.
I love sometimes just putting ice in the cup and having espresso shoot out right over the ice.
Okay. All right, fancy pants.
What's an espresso machine?
I just said store bought coffee. Yeah. I don't got a whole
thing. It's an espresso. It's like a step above a Keurig.
Hey, man, no judgment. Okay, slight judgments here. Bunch of boozy.
Espresso's nice. I mean, they're not super expensive. It's pressurized at least.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Most drip. Like I think of the, you know, the wire cutter said, if you're looking to make espresso at home and don't want to invest in a espresso machine and have to clean it, an espresso was their pick because of the pressurization of the water.
I see that in hotels a lot. But about the battle royal, though.
Yes. We could talk more about home coffee. Maybe, you know, a nice pour over, French press.
Well, here's the thing about coffee. Yeah. I have almost every apparatus. I have a pour over. I got the French press.
You have an AeroPress?
I do have an AeroPress. Someone's got me a fancy machine, but I sent it back because I knew it was too fancy. But the thing is, I like a Mr. Coffee. You just the pot. It keeps it warm for like a day. And you get to do work on other things. It's like the best thing ever. So definitely a minimalistic bachelor side of me doing that.
Okay. There you go. Well, let's talk about that battle royal. The Joe Hendry thing was interesting. Everyone was so hyped for that. People were saying, would HBK put the number one contendership on an outside talent? Maybe he would. I think the expectations for Joe Hendry tonight were insane. And when you saw him show up and come out, it was like, oh my God, this guy could be the number one contender. He got the entrance. Not everyone got an entrance. Barely anyone got an entrance tonight. And then Swerve, he was eliminated very quickly.
Yeah, that was definitely the false flag, right? Because you look at Trick Williams, and there's a lot of problem with a lot of the titles in WWE right now. There really isn't a number one contender because there's so many events coming thick and fast. So if Joe Hendry would have got it, it would have been fine, because Joe Hendry's enough of a scoundrel that you want Trick Williams to win. So you came out, did all that chat, but then we'll get to how that eventually unfolded. Everyone who was in the conversation of being Trick Williams' opponent made sense. And so I think Joe Hendry got pretty much knocked aside for a future appearance.
Yeah. This match had a lot going on. What did you think? Did you do the thing? I do this during a lot where it was like, oh, maybe it's going to be Sean Spears. Nope, Sean Spears is out, question mark. I was like, oh, maybe it's going to be Tony D'Angelo. Nope. Maybe it's going to be Dragon Lee. Nope.
Yeah, it's not going to be Dragon Lee. It's going to be Frankie Kazarian.
Nope.
Well, that was the most random one, too. It was like, oh, Frankie Kazarian's here. I'm like, do we mention his velocity run? No, we don't. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. No, you know, when it comes to Battle Royals, and this is why it's so interesting, because there's a bit of you going, oh, there's definitely guys who are not going to make it. And there's definitely guys who are going to make it. But because it's NXT, it really could have gone 15. Yeah, Taven Heist didn't have a chance. Dragon Lee doesn't have a chance. But yeah, I want to see Sean Spears and Trick Williams. I get the psychological thing. I want to see Javon Evans and Trick Williams. That makes sense. So it was kind of fun on that level.
And I love Javon Evans, but it makes sense with what they did at the end, because him being the number one contender, one dude is like BFFs with Trick, which is that's kind of a low intensity match a lot of the time. Like, you know, it's like what Rocky and Apollo would have been like at the end of Rocky 3, not Rocky 2 or Rocky 1. But also this, he just had his first match in NXT like in February. I believe in him. I was hyping him up based off Level Up. But right. I'm like, too soon maybe on this? He's been wrestling for 6 years. I'll give him that. But with what they did at the end, it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, because this Battle Royal, Javon Evans won the match. I was on board with it for two reasons. One, because Heat Wave is so close.
Yeah.
Any story they would have developed wouldn't have been anything long-term, save for Ethan Page at the time. So if someone else was going to win the match, I'd rather be someone in Trick's sphere already. And two, that would have told me whatever Heat Wave is going to be, the NXT Championship wasn't going to be the main event. And that was okay, too, because NXT is the only promotion in North America that has more women's matches than men's matches on a given episode. So I was like, I was willing to accept it. I'm with you. It'd been quick. If Javon went that way and lost, I'd have been like, good showing, young lad. But we see that wasn't the case.
Jivro J saying friends fighting each other is as much heat as Heat Wave in Toronto as a Heat Wave in Toronto.
Oof, that's humid. I've been there. Toronto in August. Ooh, not my favorite.
Yeah, it's something. But Javon won, but stay tuned. Things developed. So Chase U is all good now after Thea Hale yelled at everyone last week, which was probably my favorite thing on all of television all of last week. And Gallows and Anderson ran into them backstage, set up a match for later tonight. Then we had Roxanne Perez and Lola Vice versus.
Wait, hold on. What is this whole Ridge Holland thing? Does he like pay tuition now, or does he just get a t-shirt? What classes is he taking? I demand answers.
We also don't see a lot of Chase U students anymore. We saw the classroom. I wonder if they had a student exodus after Andre Chase's gambling scandal.
Or distance learning. I don't know, man.
No, that's true. True. There's so much they could do with Chase U.
No, it's over. I like it, and I don't, and I worry that Andre Chase himself may not find a spot post that, because I'm so used to seeing him wearing that and being that character. But as far as a fake school within NXT, I think you've done everything you possibly could have done already.
No, Thea Hale needs to hire Luca Crucifino to file suit to look into Chase U's predatory student loan practices.
No.
And that's how Thea leaves and Chase U shuts down.
I don't want Thea Hale to become a lobbyist. That would totally kill the show for
No, me. It's about her predatory loan she's paying to go to Chase U.
That's awful.
She's like, don't Mr. Chase,
too real.
Mr. Chase told me that 50% interest rate is common. You know,
does this make him a heel turn?
Yeah,
I lied. The interest compounds.
Compounds by the hour. It'd be amazing. That would be such a good angle.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roxanne Perez and Lola Vice versus Lash Legend and Jakar Jackson versus JC Jane and Jasmine Nix. And JC, the reverence she has for Cody's face guard.
Yeah. It was in my notes. Very interesting.
She wears both to the ring, but only wrestles in her medically form-fitting one.
Well, that makes smart. That's actually pretty smart of her.
Yeah. Match was good. I like Roxanne and Lola getting the win. They could have they're going to have an amazing championship.
And this is what I was saying about a lack of contenders. And I'm not knocking the Women's North American title run up because we needed a secondary title for that division. But there were, what, literally 12 to 15 women involved? And so there was nobody left. And now, I'm not saying it's a face turn, but you had to have Lola team with Roxanne and then do the whole, hey, honor among thieves thing to really make this work. And I don't think it had been smart. I think Lola's great at taking down a babyface champ. Roxanne is not that. That said, the match itself is going to be pretty solid.
I think, I'm telling you, watching Lola after the match at Battleground and seeing how she was with thanking the crowd, Lola Vice can become a babyface, but a badass babyface instantly if they want to push her that way.
I don't buy it. And it's funny because Lola is an actual MMA competitor.
Yes.
And Lola's doing, some would say stereotypical, but some would say also comforting tropey like dance movements, and they're trying to work together, but it always comes off as an unserious baby face who doesn't focus. And then when she gets a hard punch in there, it's kind of like she gloats with it. That is very much an antagonist or heel maneuver, almost like Dan from Street Fighter, kind of like, ha ha, I got you. So
but
I don't
watch her matches in Bellator. She's the same person. She was still doing the hip shaking Bellator during MMA fights with headgear on, yelling out, follow me on Instagram.
Well, that's different because it's a different sport. You can't expect the crowd who watches Bellator to have that trance over. Look at Shayna Baszler. She was a little submission magician in MMA because she did card tricks. But in WWE, that's basically just a thing that we say about her. We don't expect her to actually do card tricks.
The other night, I was going back and I was watching videos. She should make the magic part of her gimmick.
I mean, look, submission magician and the queen of spades, there's just things we say. And if she started doing it now, I'd be like, wait a minute, you lost twice in a row and now you're doing magic tricks? This is the whole Duke's poker room all over again.
The funny thing about watching her do magic, I think like Shayna's always been a slow burn for me as a fan. Like, I get it. I think her timing, she had a great window of opportunity where she was the MMA badass and then boom, Ronda Rousey came in, which kind of unfortunately made her the secondary MMA badass on the women's roster.
Snap.
But I think if you watch her doing magic and the way her personality shines through, I think there's more to Shayna Baszler than WWE has allowed her to show on screen. And I would be a fan of them evolving her character a little bit because look, man, her week last week, she lost Lola Vice in Vegas and then lost to Isla Dawn and Alba Fire in Scotland. Like, Shayna could use a little bit of a soft reboot.
Yeah, and shout out to the Wink Raw after show last night. We talked about this, whether or not there's still a window for us to believe in Shayna Baszler, and I still believe it. Maybe I'm still bullish on it with a dedicated singles run. But the question here is about Lola Vice. The thing is about Shayna Baszler, I'm not sure by her gear, her snarls, or her mouth guard. If I'm in the NXT park lot and I see Shayna Baszler, I'm running the other way. With Lola Vice, you're telling me she is a badass, but I don't believe for a second she can beat me up. And I'm pretty easy to beat up there, Glenn.
I think Lola Vice could take
a glass jaw. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I've seen Lola Vice's MMA fights. She is scrappy as can be. I don't know. Her versus Roxanne, like, here's the crazy thing about her versus Roxanne for the NXT championship. They could put on, and it's funny because you look at women of their stature and you would be like, what's this going to be like? They could actually put on like a very vicious, intense match. I don't know that that's the story they'll be allowed to tell, but I think they could really shock people in a good way if she brought that NXT underground intensity and that MMA style to it. And Roxanne had to step up her game. Roxanne has all the swagger of a heel, but Roxanne doesn't really wrestle like a heel.
I mean, Pop Rocks is definitely, or Destroyer will never be booed. I look at the NXT Underground matchup, and I'm not here to knock it because it's a very unique kind of match. The way it ended did not do any woman any favors. And so I guess maybe I need to be convinced just a little bit more about how vicious Lola can get. But I'm just a guy who is in an advanced age watching a wrestling program.
Well, the tough thing about it, I said this about being a battleground watching it, like the recap video sold it well, but it was very weird watching two actual MMA fighters have a worked MMA fight.
Right. Well, didn't Shamrock and Severn do that in a fight pit in SummerSlam? Or wait, was it just, who was this shit? Who did Shamrock fight?
Like, when they're doing submission moves, it works, but when they're throwing punches, it's like, no, you know, it just doesn't quite feel the same.
Wow.
It doesn't have the chaos of an actual MMA fight.
Fair enough.
You know? But yeah, I think, and Roxanne was very, as G-Roy J is saying, rabid against Jordan. I think Roxanne and Lola, like that, they could really kick it up a notch. I think it could be very, very good. Backstage, Ava congratulated Javon Evans. So Robert Stone just works there now. And is Stevie Turner still just hanging out asking for a match to the point that like she's getting coffee for Ava? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. If any of you guys knows, I cover NXT for years on another podcast, drippinggold.com. And I always had this thing as, where is Stevie Turner? And after a year not being on TV, she was on a little bit of a small run of Level Up. I guess she's no longer doing the streamer thing, no longer being in the fourth dimension. But I am not sure, especially on today's episode, where you saw so many women in the backstage areas having conversations, that hanging out next to the boss is going to make anyone want to see you in the ring. I'm not sure. But that said, I was like, hey, Stevie Turner, what's going on, Lassie?
I'm thrilled to see her on TV. I mean, look, if you look at what Bobby Tyler did and her run in Tokyo Cyber Squad and the other stuff she was doing on the indies, like, she's amazing. And if you look at her and just through the prism that WWE has a lot of people with very unique looks and unique characters, but it seems like she's got that look and vibe about her. And she had this on the indies too, where it's like, you could see it and be like, is she an actress? Is she a pop star? Is she a news correspondent? Like, she just has this look about her.
Sure.
That works, but her personality is very dynamic. And I think she's very engaging and warm and inviting as well. I don't see why WWE did not strap the rocket to her.
I don't either. Even on NXT UK, she was in a very much a bridesmaid position. I think losing to Mako Satomura twice. And so you're absolutely right. And I actually went back and watched, one of the few times I actually go back and watch Japanese wrestling. I apologize, wrestling fans, the Cyberswap stuff, because Tyler was amazing and phenomenal. But it reminds me of when Jay White got signed to AEW. No one is going to denigrate the credentials Switchblade had in other promotions, but you have a very, very small window to make people feel confident that you have that momentum here. Again, book up, go, fine. But is this Japanese work? Not enough. And so I feel like Stevie Turner being backstage for a year is like almost a reset. And that's not good because there's so many new fresh characters that are coming up now.
Yeah, and I'm curious what she's doing with Ava. I get the vibe that she's going to like work in the office with Mr. Stone. But maybe she's going to get a match out of this. She can, when the bell rings though, she can go. I think bright future for her when NXT wants to deploy her and get behind her.
Well, look, you and I both know that wrestling moves don't get you promoted or on TV. Yeah. So you need something over the top. You need a fancy move. You need, at the time, if you have a small window to be on TV, an interesting way of getting into the ring so that fans go, oh, it's that person. I think that's the biggest thing is, like you were saying at the top of the show, there are so many bodies. There's so many archetypes now. Someone younger, taller, stronger. Mm-hmm. You got to find something crazy. And they also... I got to say this too, to be fair, you can't be spooky anymore. You got Tatum Paxley and Wendy Chu on the roster, so you can't start pulling your hair out either. So I want Stevie Turner to make it because I've been singing her praises for years, but I think it's a very, very small needle of thread.
How many wrestlers in developmental do you think pitch the gimmick like, oh, and I'm crazy. Look at me, I'm nuts. And they're just like, we've got too many of those already.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if you go to independent wrestling, is the spooky person. I'm the heel that gets cheered. You know, I'm just a badass. Or remember 10 years ago, everyone had was Strong Style. Yeah. I'm Des Moines Strong Style. I'm Poughkeepsie Strong Style. It's like, come on.
Or I'm the one everybody loves to hate or hates to love.
All right, ravishing.
Yeah, it's done to death. So let's talk about Kalani Jordan versus Mee Chin for the Women's North American Championship tonight. Man, Mia Yim deserves some meaningful W's. She's so good in the ring. And I think with Kalani, who's still coming along in her journey, I think that Kalani could definitely wrestle, but Mee Chin like elevates anyone she's in the ring with, which is why she's such a powerful asset in NXT.
Should I talk about Mee Chin first or Kalani Jordan first?
Give it to
me. I'm worried this is going to be the thing they're going to clip out at Wrestling Inc. It's going to be out of context. I'm going to get booed. But Kalani Jordan's run reminds me so much of Jade Cargill's. And I'm not talking about talent. I'm not talking about looks. What I am talking about is that there is someone that obviously has room to improve. Someone that's fantastic. I'm a huge fan of Kalani Jordan, but I don't want anyone to keep on saying, she's coming along. She's still working pretty hard. You basically told me she is talent. You told me she's a superstar. You told me, I forgot what her gimmick is now, like the elite or whatever. She is a champion. We must treat her as such. She has a title, and I mean that in the linguistic sense. She has a title. We have to respect that title. If you want us to believe in Kalani Jordan, we got to say she is the champ. Come and take it, regardless of what's happening. At the same time, though, Mee Chin, it was very surprising for me to hear that she had never won gold in NXT before. And I was like, no, she totally did. The time when Charlotte beat Rhea Ripley and she had that, Mia didn't win either. So someone who's on the opposite side, Mee Yim or Mee Chin, had been involved in so many different factions, have been involved in so many different groups, so many number one contenders matches. I thought she is due to win a title. And if there's any title right now that seems more pressed for her, It's the Women's North American Championship. So I was kind of, not to say disappointed, I didn't think it was too early for a title change, but it is interesting now that I almost feel like Mi Chen is on borrowed time on Tuesday nights, whereas Kalyna Jordan has the whole world in front of her, the whole time in front of her, but she basically has to be confident enough so we don't write her off as this being, well, you know, she's good. She's getting there. I don't know. Glenn, where you at?
Sorry, when you start saying like, oh, I'm about to say something controversial, I'm like, don't drag me into this.
Dude, I stretched it out because I thought you were down.
No.
Say something. I'm rambling.
And letting you go. Like Flobo's corner. El Flobo Loco.
Never do that to me again.
Yeah. No, I think Sol Ruka is facing Kalani at Heatwave. I feel like Sol's gonna win that championship.
She should.
I know.
I always say the person who wins the title first will always be in the record books, but typically is the second person that we associate the title with. Until Gunther got it, like I thought Pete Dunne was basically the United Kingdom champion, even though Tyler Bate won it the first time. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that's, even though the World Heavyweight Championship now, even though Seth Rollins has it and he's still the torchbearer, I think if Damian Priest finds a way to go as long as Seth Rollins, he may be associated with that title.
Yeah, possibly. But no, I think, we'll talk about this, what's happening with, Sol and the buildup for Heatwave, but we heard from Obafemi, who's interrupted by Wes Lee, and these guys are going to have a North American Championship match one-on-one this time.
I like Obafemi. I like when he talks. It does feel like a movie. It looks like a show within a show. Like you are coming after the ruler, but let's be honest, man, Wes Lee needs something else. He cannot be a guy who wants a title all the time. I like, oh, he's a cardiac kid. Great. And he says, I want a one-on-one opportunity, one-on-one championship. But the way Obafemi's been going, the way the crowd goes, whoo, 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 after he says it, I don't think it's going to be home territory for the cardiac kid when they actually meet one-on-one in the ring.
I would have said Oba is now Wes's time has passed, but seeing the way the crowd reacts to him still, I'm like, no, I mean... But he could get called up.
Well, ask Baby Ice. Can we ask Baby Ice? I'm sorry to cut you off. Because I am feeling a little bit fatigued, but I watch wrestling every single week. Let me ask you a question, Baby Ice. What about Wes Lee isn't clicking for you? I'm just curious because maybe I'm being the voice of the voices here. And I think Wes Lee is actually pretty good. He's bouncy too, but I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. We got a vignette for Izzy Dame, who previously was with... what's her face? Business lady.
Kiana James.
Yes. Now we learn that Izzy was a professional volleyball player.
Okay. I like it. I like it. It does feel like a repackage, even though we didn't really know anything about Izzy Dame at all before going into this one. But I was telling this to Wrestling Inc. host Jack Farmer that took me 90 seconds to realize it was Izzy Dame.
She yeah.
Tallish.
I know.
Different.
At first
I was like, who is that?
Yeah. Oh, but she's coined the phrase NARPs, non-athletic regular people.
Okay. Yeah. NARPs seems very pink in the brain.
I don't know if you were on, I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Here's how I think what needs to happen with NXT before they go to the CW is you need to have, NXT Secret Wars where there can be only one and you've got like Thea Hale versus Carly Bright, Izzy Dame, and Brinley Reese.
Oh, wow.
And like only one of them gets to keep that gimmick.
Oh. Dang, the winner. I can imagine getting an invitation. Like, wait, you think my gimmick is one like these guys?
Yeah. Hank and Tank and all of Gallus have to have a five-way match against each other, and only one of them gets to keep that gimmick.
On top.
Yeah. But I think they need to, like, we need more diversity of characters and archetypes in NXT, because I do feel like right now, I think it was of great benefit. And when we talk about something being toyetic, it was a great benefit back when you used to be able to look at the WWE women's division in particular, and it was hair color a lot of the time, but you could easily identify who was who instantly.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think I'm ready for new characters. And it's kind of hard because now the actual people coming in are from real sports. And so you want to give these people something, a slice of realism so they can do the character authentically. But at the same time, it's like, man, you play volleyball, you surf in theory, you had a skateboard core, Jay, for a week.
Surfing's different. Surfing and skating. I would say surfing and skating would have to battle each other. Too similar.
Remember when Gabby Tuft was Tyler Rex and they tried to promote, oh, well, the balance is off the charts. They can't lose. I thought, yeah, give me something to grab onto because that's what matters. That's what makes me go, what I feel I'm missing in NXT right now, because the talent's up there. I want those quirky characters where I can buy in now.
Yeah.
And when they go on, I go, oh yeah, I remember that. She's the girl that hugged people all the time. I'll remember her. She is the rich girl that has the finger rings. You know what I mean? Like, I want to do that, but I feel there's someone who's like, okay, she's mean. She's mean too. He has abs. Everyone has abs. Can I have an ab?
And let's get some different collegiate athletes. Where's a tennis player when you need them?
Oh, I'm not sure that works.
They come out of the ring and they've got a racket. And then
Kerwin White, didn't
Carmen Petrovic can slice the racket with her sword.
Book it. We're going to Hollywood. Yeah, maybe Ice got back to me.
Baby Ice on Wesley said, instead of returning from injury and working up the ladder, he's interjecting himself into the North American picture, almost heelish, and he continues to do it every week. How is he not the heel?
I have to agree. You know, here's somebody that said it was my title and I let it go and I want to get the thing that I hadn't lost. But typically you go through a bunch of lower tier guys. But
No, I hear you. Fallon Henley versus Carly Bright. I like heel Fallon. I love this gear that she's wearing. Little Cruella DeVille with the coat.
Very Tiffy time. No, very buff Barbie version of Tiffany.
Well, remember, Tiffany Stratton worked on that ranch, and maybe she had more of an influence on Fallon than Fallon would care to admit.
She's like covered in mud, like, oh, I love the fashion.
Or maybe she was just like, you know what? She's onto something.
Yeah. I don't care what you people think. It's a heel turn.
Yeah. I don't know. But I think this is working for her. And good match. She won. But yeah, Carly ain't winning that four-way for the gimmick. Thea Hale's winning that four-way.
Carly Bright's kind of a heartbreaker because I know she looks undersized and she's, 0-2? Or at least 0-3 on NXT.
Yeah, she's not.
But she's so fun on Level Up. Like, Friday Night Wrestling,
But it's just
fixing your face, you know what I mean?
But we need more unique characters. That's the strength of NXT.
Sure. She's positive, though. Wait, you're right. Wait a minute.
There's a bit of a sameness right now.
Now that you mention it.
You know what it is, maybe? I mean, maybe we're like, oh yeah, we feel like this is on every week, but one week it's Brinley Reese that's doing this, one week it's Carly Bright that's doing this. You know? And
they're released, but you remember Erica Yan, Amari Miller? Mm. Like, they were all positive as well.
Yeah, I'm just gonna change it up a little bit. Oh, I want more different characters. Try some things.
You know what I want from the women's division? This is good, and I want to use my words carefully because it's not really my pen. But I really want, like, I want a Dijak. You know, someone who's like, I'm here for hard justice. I want a Private Eye.
Yes, a Private Eye character would be amazing.
Let's go full nuts, man.
That's what Stevie Turner should have morphed into with her streaming thing. And then they kind of made it seem like she was NXT Anonymous for like a week.
She should be
a private detective. That would be brilliant. It'd be funny if they had to be like, if this was 2 years ago, it would be like a Sam Spade private detective talking in voiceover, you know?
Sam Spade.
Oh, and then Izzy Bradley. Dame came in and she goes, and then the Dame came into my life. And it would write itself. Flobo.
She's a great Dame.
Yes. Wendy Chu was at ringside and attacked Kendall Gray during this match.
Yeah. Wendy Chu, man. Yeah, man.
Unique character.
Is it though? So here's a corollary. Wendy was unique. I love the idea of someone being like, look, man, I'm just very, very tired, but I guess I got to fight you. And I know that's a gimmick. I can only work NXT. Like that gimmick is
the average age. Flubbo, the average age of the person watching the show is 50 years old. They understand that I'm very tired.
Hey, that 230 feeling is real, man. And I understand that gimmick won't main event WrestleMania, but like Strong Style 10 years ago, 3 years ago, we got so many spooky gimmicks from Brody King and House of Black and Malakai Black and Alexa Bliss, that like I'm personally burnt out on spooky gimmicks. So, like, I understand the need to change Wendy Chu, but her just being like a Rosemary character from TNA or a Su Ying character from TNA, I go, all right, do something else. I'm not a hater. I'm just saying, give me something else.
Yeah. She's over though.
Oh yeah, man.
They need a number six. They need a number six in that Wyatt six.
I nominated you.
No. I mean, I think it'll be Alexa or it'll be Bray in spirit.
I had Glenn.
I mean, Joe Gacy's in it.
You're not, but that's not you.
I mean, we could be related. Somebody tried to find out. I think I might have mentioned this. This is how I had a feeling he was going to be in it. Somebody told me they wanted to get me, or they wanted to get a cameo from Joe Gacy to talk about the last name similarity with the shoot last name and everything. And then they were like, it said he was available on Cameo, and then it was canceled, and he wasn't available on Cameo anymore, like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Abruptly.
Well, there you go. You knew.
I felt like that was a sign when I was told to me. I was like, oh, yeah, he's in the new Wyatt group.
Yeah. See, Armando gets it.
So Chase U with Thea Hale and Ridge Holland had a match versus the OC. Chase got the win.
Shocking.
Well, Hudson got the win, but Chase U got the win.
But shenanigans were afoot.
Yes, there were shenanigans.
Well, I was complaining for weeks that Chase U couldn't buy a win to save their life, and the OC, I'm not really sure why they're at NXT, but they're there. So to me, it looked like a foregone conclusion that we're going to get a punch kick magic killer. But Chase U getting the win, I don't know. This opens up more Chase U time. I know I said I was on the burnt out level, but I swear to you, I'm a positive wrestling fan. I like this. Ridge Holland's in. Riley Osborne, who was not there, doesn't like him. If we're doing the Judgment Day thing at NXT with Chase U, this is how it's done.
And Ridge Holland helped secure that win illegally.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. good match. Chase U still over with the crowd, but yes, it's not what it once was.
Yeah. It isn't, but like I said, if you're going to do a story about them, I'm so glad it's not about things off screen. I'm so glad it's not about like financial records or envelopes, you know what I mean? Or mafia deals, or sorry, the family deals. I don't know if they're mafia deals. So if you're going to have a conflict and Chase U, I'm glad it's with talent. I'm not sure if anyone's going to be on Ridge's side as a fan or viewer, knowing what they know, but I'd rather have conflicts like that than like, oh no, your balance sheets are all off.
I think they need to do more fun vignettes with them.
Yeah. How much?
Yeah. I mean, they're good TV. There's so much wrestling going on right now. I don't want them to lose sight of the fact that NXT is still first and foremost a TV show.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Detective Stevie Turner on the case.
It's a hell of a gimmick. We went to Ava's office where Stevie Turner was there. Mr. Stone was there. And Kalani Jordan was talking about her next challenger. She said she was going to grant a title shot to someone who doesn't complain, who doesn't ask. And then on cue, Ariana Grace comes in, assumes they're talking about her, and turns out they're talking about Sol Ruka. So next week, we're going to have a number one contenders match, Sol Ruka versus Ariana Grace, to see who's going to go on to get that title shot. And Stevie Turner did look visibly frustrated.
Hold on. Forget Chad Gable. Is Gigi Dolin dead too? Like, where?
Oh, so we found out. We found out a couple weeks ago. Remember? Knee injury.
The injury,
and but, so they just but she has been storyline.
So she has been written off, though it wasn't written off on screen.
When Chelsea Green showed up during the Georgina makeover, and Ariana and Chelsea were talking, Gigi was like, "I'm done with this. I quit," and just like walked off.
Oh, that was it. Okay, fair enough. I'll take it back.
No. We still need a payoff. Well, we need to find out that like Ariana's kept her in like her basement finishing school. And Georgina is going to show up looking like Lacey Evans, but even more antiquated.
Well, hot take. Lacey Evans and NXT elite. That bombshell stuff should have been tweaked. But I remember when the North American title on the men's side was maturing, it was more of like a character title as opposed to the IC title being the workhorse title. So this is great. Ariana Grace needs to be in the mix. So Ruka needs to be in the mix. Kalani Jordan. These are very, I don't want to say wow-ish, but very broad stroke characters. That should be the North American title division. I'm on board either way.
All fantastic. And Stevie Turner frustrated. Stevie Turner is going to get something. They're putting her on TV every week, Flobo. I want to believe this is a sign that good things are in store.
Well, there is a dead cat bounce fear I have personally, but I'm with you. I really want an opportunity for people to see what Stevie Turner can do over a long period of time. I will scream at the top of my lungs. I was going to quit wrestling. I was over it. NXT UK brought me back as that. So any NXT UK talent that gets on the show, I will totally be an advocate for.
And people know for the last 2 years on this NXT podcast, I've been saying, why aren't they doing more with Stevie Turner? Where's Stevie Turner? When's Stevie Turner coming back? What don't they get about Stevie Turner? Like, I feel like we're closer than ever, Flobo.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you too. Yeah. Title in the man or title picture? I don't know.
So Trick Williams worked his way to the commentary booth tonight for Javon Evans versus Ethan Page.
I like it. Whoop that Trick. Yeah.
How do you feel about Booker's commentary? Matt Kuhn last week had some critical words, thinking that Booker T is phoning it in.
Oh, he totally is, but I think that's kind of the magic now. So, like, I will be honest with you. When Booker was on NXT and assigned, I rolled my eyes because there was times you can tell he wasn't paying attention to storylines that happened last week. He would say, who is that in the ring? He would say just common phrases over time. But I think it is kind of a weird way it came around because Vic Joseph is so locked in and the every move is, whoa, having Booker T be like, yeah, just me. To me, it's just like the most bizarre combination, so it works despite itself. You know what I mean?
Okay, I can get with that.
Yeah.
No, I thought that this main event was good, but here's the funny thing about this: Ethan Page getting the win, Sean Spears getting involved, Trick getting involved, it devolving into chaos, and it looks like it will be a fatal four-way at Heatwave between Javon, Trick, Ethan, and Sean for the NXT championship. Do you think Ethan Page is over at all with the NXT crowd? Because I felt at Battleground legitimate dislike from that audience.
Yeah, that is a very critical question to ask. I would say this. I think people respect the craft. I think people understand what Ethan Page is doing, but this I'm really an outsider when I'm not an outsider is not working. I think that part doesn't feel authentic. And so it's kind of like, yeah, Trick Williams is pretty much going to beat you twice. Whatever. If that was going to be his whole gimmick, they should have played with that a little bit more. That said, though, here's a mulligan for Ethan Page to really show the crowd why we should hate him. Because as it is right now, he's a guy who got signed, went for the top prize, and had a match. He's all ego, but in name only. Really, really, really draw out Trick Williams on a psychological level. Be the Riddler to the Batman if you need to be and make me hate you for real. Now's your chance.
I mean, we'll see. I think Heatwave is, I mean, look, NXT always pulls it off, right? It's very rare that they have a lackluster PLE.
True. Although, can I say real quick? Yeah. I really thought for a split second that Ethan Page, Sean Spears, and like Kaz would come back, and it's like a TNA thing. I was waiting for that to happen. I was like, oh.
We'll see. But, I mean, look, Trick ain't losing that title anytime soon.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. How do you keep that interesting, though? It is the Superman problem. Batman has really epically bad stuff happen to him at regular intervals. Superman doesn't.
Right. So that's actually a good analogy. With Batman or the Chase, Trick Williams coming up under the thumb of Carmelo, him getting that title was great. But you'll notice Superman being the protector of Metropolis, people really go for his ego. Superman's weak against magic. Everyone tries to go after him. Psychological characters is how you really bring a baby face into a position that we would cheer for. So this is why if I had the pen at 8:05, I would have Sean Spears win that battle royal because he's the one to be like, you're lying to yourself. You're going with adoration, but these crowd will turn you, yada, yada, yada.
Sean, if they really let him get into it, he could cut some amazing promos and tie into it. Well, maybe one amazing promo tapping into his NXT bona fides and history.
But at the end of the day, we're all cynical and fickle. And so babyface champs will always have a hard time. Unless your name is Bianca Belair. circa 3 years ago to really maintain any kind of interest.
Yeah, we'll see. It's exciting though, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest though, like the women's division is I think there's more interesting stuff going on there.
Absolutely. I'm sure we're talking about the rise of Jada Parker. I think that her like talk about characters. Yeah. You're somebody whose character is inferred. She played soccer, but she's not like, I like playing soccer. It keeps me flexible. No, it's like, I'm somebody with a bad attitude. He likes to point at people. Put me on board.
It would be interesting. Oh, I don't even know what I was going to say. I had like a thought, but when I was like, I forgot. I was like, it'd be
I thought I froze if, again. I was like, what's going on?
No, like it'd be interesting. And I was like, no, I mean, no, it'd be interesting if 1 week she just comes out and she's bouncing the soccer ball on her knee.
The Cora Jade skateboard. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's get back to prop based gimmicks.
All right. What was your favorite prop based gimmick when you were a kid? I'll start. Drozzy, trash can. The man was so strong. He had a day job. We lit the trash and then wrestled on weekends. That was great.
I mean, I liked Big Boss Man. Sure. I like Junkyard Dog. I was like, oh, he's literally off the chain. He's a junkyard dog.
I like it.
You know?
I mean, thick.
Yeah. I like when they had, prop-based gimmicks, I think, are always over with kids.
They are. And masks, too.
Yeah. So that was NXT tonight. Couple weeks till Heatwave.
Yeah. Can't wait.
It'll be good.
Show was pretty solid. I'm getting Christmas is coming early because it looks like, as you would say, Thraxium. You'd be coming apart at the seams. So glad that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Frazier's going to take on Tony D'Angelo for that Heritage Cup.
By the way, Tony D's been in the gym, slimming down, cutting up. I see you, Paizan. It's great.
If I thought Trick was in danger, I thought if they were going to move that title off of him, Tony is the logical choice from a TV and size. And yeah, he makes a lot of sense for a variety of reasons, in my opinion.
I guess if the CW move is going to change the presentation into something more narrative based, then yes, you can't.
Could you imagine if they did a narrative based show on the CW?
Yo, give me Lucha above ground. I'm on. Yeah. Let me do it.
Yeah. And they go to the audience, but then everything else is like filmed, like pseudo digital filmed vignettes and storylines.
I think we might see more of those.
That'd be pretty cool, I think.
It'd be different. Yeah, it'd be different. And then these characters would be on the shelves, you know? Halloween costumes and toys.
Yeah, think of with Tony D'Angelo, all those fedoras they could sell.
Oh, do you have a fedora?
So 1 year, Flobo, before you were on this podcast, for NXT, it was on Halloween Havoc. It was on Halloween, so we dressed as our favorite NXT wrestlers. And I bought, like, four different cheap costume fedoras, and none of them fit me well to be Tony D'Angelo. But I wore my sweatsuit tracksuit, and it was, you know, all I needed was the hat.
I love it.
Things. Yeah.
Heck yeah. I'm not sure who I would dress as in the roster now. I got to think about that.
It's tough.
Yeah. I might wear a Dante China wig, you know?
Oh man. Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in tonight. Be back on Friday for SmackDown. CM Punk's going to be on SmackDown.
That is going to be a fantastic show. And of course, as I can't wait to see if the Drew McIntyre who quit is going to, you know, take a trip to Fridays.
Oh, that would be shocking if somebody who quit showed back up. Oh, let's talk about Brooks Jensen. We didn't touch on that. So they're doing that thing. Oh, he quit. He's showing up. He's not supposed to be there. See him in the audience. And then during Eddie Thorpe's parking lot interview, you see a police car.
I like it. I'm on board. I want to see how it grows. But it's interesting that it's like we're supposed to pretend he's not there, but he is there.
I know.
But I'm in. Like, you know, Josh Briggs has to go figure out who he is as a person now. He said himself, so he's going to be off TV. Why not give us a little bit of that? Because as a tag team, they're starting to work. So why not? I think when they did break up, everyone kind of wrote off Brooks, but here's an opportunity for him to really show out.
But when Fallon became solo, like that's where you're just like, oh, the trifecta.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the trio is done.
Yeah.
We never found out who Sebastian was.
Sebastian, the bar owner?
No, remember Keanu James?
Oh, right. Keanu James' boyfriend. Oh, she knew him. Wow, that's a deep cut, man. That was like two years ago.
That's what should happen. The Brooks thing should be like, I haven't been the same since you left me, Keanu.
You ever go to Monday Night Raw to do all that?
Yeah, that would be amazing. And she gets a restraining order and it's a whole thing.
Well, I'm on board, but only if I get the same answer whether or not Dexter Lumis is still married to Indy Hartwell. That's I want all my relationships in a row.
Yeah, that, I wonder how that's going to work out with the new Wyatt thing.
No idea.
I mean, maybe we'll hear about it. This is the craziest thing, and I think this is the thing nobody is talking about enough. Because last night's Raw, everyone was talking about it. Everyone's hype for the new look. You know, the new Wyatt family looks like the Strangers meets the Purge. It's crazy. But no one's talking about how they're going to address this.
Right.
On WWE TV. That's what I'm most interested in.
A lot of questions. Who is doing the talking? What's the mission? Who's the first victim? A lot of factions live and die on that. And a lot of the factions that failed over the past 2 years don't have an answer. So we don't want this to fail. So I want to hopefully they have a chance to do it.
But yeah.
We'll see.
Cool, everybody. We'll tune in Friday for SmackDown coverage. Tomorrow night's AEW. Flobo had a great time as always. You can follow Flobo at Flobo Boyce. That's Boyce, B-O-Y-C-E. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.